我们请会众保持站立。
We ask the congregation to remain standing.
我们一起低头默祷。
We'll bow our heads and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly, dear Jesus Christ, we praise and thank you.
今天晚上带领着我们各位的亲爱的弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友都能够聚集在教会这边。
That you have gathered and brought these members and their friends and family and friends to gather here today before you.
一起聚集来唱诗、祷告、学习圣经里面你的话语。
We are gathered here today to sing hymns, to pray, and to learn. Your words from the Bible.
主啊，我们祈求你圣灵亲自的运行。
Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit be here with us today.
打开我们每一个人的眼睛。
Open every single one of our eyes.
让我们能够看到圣经里面你的道理如何的美好。
So that we can see how wonderful your words are in the Bible.
让我们能够来重新的思考我们生命的追求。
So that we can reflect on our pursuits in life.
让我们的眼光不要只看在眼前暂时的事情上。
So that our eyesight is not set into the temporary things before us.
让我们从圣经的话语当中来找到那真正有价值的。
So that through the words in the Bible we can find the true valuable thing.
真正值得我们追求的。
The thing that is worthy of our pursuit,
而且是永远不朽坏的。
The one that is forever is eternal and will not be destroyed.
主啊，今天各位亲爱的朋友、弟兄姐妹，在百忙当中抽出这个时间来到教会来敬拜你。
Lord, everyone here today, your believers and your truth seekers, they are gathered here. They've taken out time to be gathered here today.
愿你顾念这里每一位。亲近你，追求你的心意。
May you remember every heart that has gathered here to pursue you.
将你宝贵的智慧、言语、丰盛的赏赐给我们每一位。
May you pour out your precious words, your teachings onto every one of us.
将你的福分、平安、丰盛的赏赐给我们每一位。
May you give your blessings, your
让你的平安充满我们的心。
Your peace into all of our hearts.
让我们能够有一颗平静、安稳、喜乐的心来聆听今天的道理。
So we may all have a steady, peaceful, and joyful heart to receive your words.
我们将今天的布道聚会交托在您的手中。
Lord, we give this evangelical service into your hands.
愿一切的荣耀都归你的圣名。
All glory be unto your holy name.
平安喜乐归于地上爱你的人。
May peace and joy be unto those who love you on earth.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
我们请坐。
Please be seated.
再次的欢迎各位亲爱的长辈、弟兄姐妹，还有我们的朋友们，来到真耶稣教会温哥华教会。
Again, we welcome everybody to the True Jesus Church, Vancouver Church.
今天是我们第一个晚上这一次春季灵恩布道大会第一个晚上的布道聚会。
Today is the first evangelical service, evening service for this spiritual evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
这一次我们的布道会总共有四节，那主题是走出人生的困局。
This time we will have four evangelical services, and the title is "Coming Out of Life to Predicament."
那这一次我们有从加拿大联络处差派的杨志豪传道来为我们证道分享。
This time we have Preacher Young sent from the Canadian Church Council to help us.
我们现在请杨传道。
And we invite him today.
哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with everyone.
今天晚上我们要用走出人生的困局跟大家一起来互相的分享。
This evening we will share with you the topic of coming out of life predicament.
第一讲我们要讲超越虚空。
The first topic will be transcending vanity.
Next, 人生到底最大的困局是什么？
What is the greatest predicament in life?
如果大家有养过这种田鼠这种小动物，
If you've ever had a pet hamster,
这种小动物很可爱,
they're very cute.
它不需要太多的空间,
they do not need a lot of space.
你给它一个笼子, 然后呢, 它就可以在里面生活了,
if you have a small cage, they're able to live there.
但是人总怕它生活得太无聊,
but people are afraid that they would be too bored.
那就让它在里面啊, 做做运动, 跑这个滚轮,
so they would put a wheel in there for that they, so that they can exercise.
啊, 那它也可以减肥,
and they can lose some weight.
但是呢, 它在里面跑很快,
they go on the wheel and run really fast.
但是呢, 永远跑不出来,
but they are unable to get out of there at all.
它的一生啊, 都在里面, 衣食住行都在里面,
their whole life is within the cage.
啊, 最后呢, 它的一生啊, 那就在里面结束了,
and that's where their life also ends.
啊, 生老病死,
they are born, they grow, and they die.
哪里都去不了,
they cannot go anywhere else.
啊, 它的开点, 起点, 也是它的终点,
their origin, their start, and is also their conclusion.
Next, 有时候我们想想, 我们的人生是不是也是这样?
Sometimes we reflect, and is our life also the same?
我们看诗篇的第90篇,
let us look at Psalms 90.
啊, 第十节,
Psalms 90, verse 10.
啊, 诗篇的90篇的第十节,
Psalms 90, verse 10.
诗篇90篇第十节,
Psalms 90, verse 10.
我们一起读,
let's read this together.
一二三, 我们 一生的年日是70岁, 若是强壮可到80岁, 但其中所惊夸的 不过是劳苦愁烦, 转眼成空, 我们便如飞而去。 这段圣经啊, 是差不多3500年前, 有一个人叫摩西所写的。
This passage of the Bible was written about 3500 years ago by somebody named Moses.
虽然时间经历了很久,
although a lot of time has passed,
科技也发达了很多,
technology has advanced quite a bit,
但是呢, 人的寿命平均值没有改变太大,
but the average lifespan of man is, has not changed much.
平均大概就70岁左右,
on average, lifespan, the lifespan of man is around 70 years.
强壮一点的就到80,
those of strength can go to 80.
那就算到80, 我们乘以365,
but if we multiply 365 days to this 80 years,
一年就是3万多, 这个一生就3万多天了,
in a whole life, a person's days may be only 30,000 days.
那就5000多个礼拜, 4000-5000个礼拜,
that's like around 4 to 5,000 weeks.
你说是不是很短啊?
Isn't this very short?
我们在座可能 有一些人, 我们也感觉到说, 诶, 哇, 小时候的时间好像历历在目。
Many of us sitting here may reflect that it is just like yesterday that we were young.
我小时候爬过的树, 我第一次去学校的那一天我还记得啊。
That tree that I climbed as a child and the first day of school, I still remember this vividly.
就好像这个图片,
just like this photo.
从最左边的婴儿在婴儿栏里面,
from on the left side, there's a baby in a cradle.
啊, 学爬, 学走路,
they learn to crawl and walk.
啊, 开始背书包, 就上学, 就开始忙了,
they start to have backpacks and go to school and they start to be busy.
啊, 毕业就要找工作,
when they graduate, they find it. Work,
那就忙结婚,
they'll become busy to get married and have children.
人生最忙的时候, 也是我们在好像日头正午的时候,
when a person is most busy, it is like noonday in the day.
生活的压力把我们压到已经开始驼背了, 已经开始身体慢慢不像以前了。
The stresses of life crush us so much that we start to have hunchbacks and is no longer like before.
到最后老了,懒得退休了, 身体就开始出毛病了。
And as we age, we retire and our bodies begin to fail.
从拿拐杖到坐轮椅,
we start to have canes and we go into a wheelchair.
到最后, 无论是躺在老人院, 养老院, 或是躺在医院,
in the end, you may be lying in a hospital bed or
到最后就直接进坟墓了,
and eventually you go into the grave.
空空的来, 空空的走,
empty-handed we come and empty-handed we will leave.
所以圣经说, 我们人生过得很快, 又好像很忙,
so the Bible tells us that our life comes comes and goes very quickly, and we do many things. We're very busy, but it seems like nothing.
那我们一下子都不在了。
And we disappear very quickly.
哎，这个跟这只小田鼠在这个笼子里面一直跑，是不是有点像呢？
This is not just like the hamster running in the cage.
我们看传道书一章的第二节。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2.
传道书一章的第二节 next.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
三。 传道者说：“虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。”这里旧约有一个是传道者。
In the Old Testament, there is a preacher.
他跟今天的传道者不一样。
He is different from the preachers of today.
今天你说啊，有一个传道者，你一定不会觉得他很有钱。这里看到我，你不会觉得我很有钱吗？
Today, if you see a preacher, you will not think that they are rich.
啊，我没有开宾士，带劳力士。
If you look at me, I am not rich. I don't have fancy things.
但以前这个传道者不一样。But
this preacher of the past is different.
他曾经是全世界最有钱的人。
At one point in history, he was the most richest person in the world.
曾经是最有智慧的人。He
was once the most wise person in the world.
曾经是最有权柄的人。He
was once the one with the most power.
但是他怎么形容人生呢？
But how does he describe life?
他用一个字叫虚空。
He says vanity.
虚空这个字也可以翻成空气或者是一口气。
Vanity can be also translated to a breath.
哇，那用这个字来形容人生。
He used this word to describe life.
这个太让人难以理解了。
This is very hard to understand.
啊，如果以今天的标准，这个传道者可以说是人生的胜利组。
By today's standards, he is definitely a victor in life.
但是他却觉得说，好像一切都没有什么意义。
Yet he found everything to be meaningless.
那到底为什么？
But why?
我们看看他解释的，为什么人生在哪一方面会虚空呢？
Let us see how he explains this. In what perspective is life vanity?
Next, 这里说啊，他在传道书里面讲了，劳劳碌碌啊，其实也是很虚空。
In this book, Ecclesiastes, it tells us that labor is vanity.
刚刚我们第一首诗135首就问你为什么忙？
The hymn that we just sang, 135, it asks, why are you busy?
在温哥华上这个大城市，我昨天飞机到了，哇，车子越来越多。
Vancouver is a big city, and I just arrived yesterday. There's many, many cars.
那每天车子那么多，大家都为什么忙？
Why are there so many cars, and what are everybody toiling for?
啊，都是为生活呢。
It's for life.
为家庭呢。
For family.
为工作呢。
For work.
啊，赶着在买菜呢。
You're rushing to go buy groceries?
哇，这个都是我们每天在生活当中很忙碌的事情。
These are all busy things that we have in life.
好，我们看传道书一章的第三节。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes 1 verse 3.
传道书一章三节。
Ecclesiastes 1 verse 3.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
一二三。 人一切的劳碌，就是在他日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？这里有一个问题啊。
Here's a question.
到底那么忙，有什么益处？
What profit has a man from all his labor?
你说当然要忙啊，不然谁给我钱吃饭？
You would answer, of course I need to keep busy, or else how can I earn money to live?
那吃完饭，肚子饿了，明天要去忙。
So after you are filled, then you are hungry again, and you have to busy yourself tomorrow.
这句话的意思就是人为什么要活着的意思。
So the question here is, why are we alive?
人活着到底是为了忙吗？
Are we alive to be busy?
还是有另外一个原因？
Or is there another reason?
如果人活着只是为了忙世上的这些东西，
If we are only to be alive, to be busy about the things of the world,
那到最后呢，你会觉得说，哎呦，好像真的是很空。
In the end, you will really find that it is all vanity.
我们讲一个历史的例子。
We will share with you an example in history.
就是亚历山大大帝。
So this is Emperor Alexander.
Next. 这个亚历山大大帝呢，曾经是全世界最有名的一个统治者，也是军事家。
He was once one of the greatest rulers of ancient history.
他曾经啊，在32岁左右了，他已经征服了当时闻名世界的大部分的地方。
He conquered most of the world at the age of 32.
他在承继他爸爸给他的王朝的时候，只是一个小小的马其顿国的国王。
When he took on the throne from his father, it was just a small he was just a king of a small country of Macedonia.
但是他很有头脑。
But he was very smart.
他知道怎么扩展他的疆土。
He knows how to expand his land.
他知道怎么去打仗。
He knew how to fight.
所以短短13年当中啊, 他就已经征服了当时大部分的地方。
So within just 13 years, he conquered many lands.
我们看下一个图啊。
We will see a next photo.
这个就是公元前323年的亚历山大大帝的希腊或者马其顿帝国的这个领土。
This is all the conquest of Alexander the Great in 323 BC.
2300多年前。
This is more than 2,300 years ago.
征服了欧洲、亚洲还有非洲的北部。
He conquered Europe, Africa, and Asia.
几岁啊？ 32岁啊。
He was only 32.
今天我们有没有 32岁啊？ 有时候32岁工作还没找到啊，还没结婚呢。
Is any of us 32 right now? Sometimes at 32, you might not even have a job or married.
或者是还在打电动。
Or you might just be still playing video games.
那个亚历山大32岁已经是世界的征服者了。
And yet at 32, Alexander had conquered the world.
他不是一个只会打架的人。
He was not someone who only knew how to fight.
他也是个文人。
He was also very academic.
他去到哪里，征服了之后，就把希腊文明建立在那个地方。
Wherever he went after he conquered the place, he established his he brought his culture there.
有历史以来最早的图书馆也是亚历山大建立的。
The earliest library was established by him as well.
不得了了。
He is great.
但是很可惜。
But very unfortunate.
在他32岁的那一年呢。
When he was 32.
他在打仗的时候，他生病了。
During a battle, he fell sick.
啊，越来越严重。
It became worse and worse.
啊，当时的医生尽了最大的努力。
All of the doctors at that time tried their best.
没有办法把他医好。
No one was able to heal him.
他知道自己快死了。
He knew he was about to die.
Next slide. 他就告诉他身边的人几个非常重要的三个非常重要的这个吩咐。
So he shared the with the three people closest to him.
啊，他交代第一件事情。
He instructed.
我死的时候，我要我的医生把我抬出去。
When I die, I want my physicians to carry my body.
在葬礼的时候，我要我的医生给我抬棺材。
At my funeral, I want the physicians to carry my tomb.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他告诉大家，医生医不好我。
Because he wants to declare that these physicians were not able to heal me.
第二，他告诉大家，我出殡的时候要把金啊、银啊、那些珠宝啊撒在地上。
The second instruction was that when he was to go to his grave, that he wants the people to strew the road with gold and silver and precious stones.
为什么这样？
Why?
有告诉大家，当我死的时候，这些东西一点用处都没有。
To tell everybody that when I die, all of these things are useless.
第三个愿望，第三个遗愿。
The third wish.
就是呢，在棺材挖两个洞。
To dig two holes on his coffin.
把我的手伸出来。
Put his hands dangling out of it.
这个很奇怪啊，今天哪有人棺材挖两个洞手伸出来？
This is very strange. No one today will do this.
因为亚历山大告诉大家，我亚历山大大帝什么都没有，就走了。
Because he wants to declare to everybody, I, Alexander the Great, I leave with my hands empty.
两手空空。
My hands are empty.
曾经征服世界的，最有才华，最会打仗，最有文明的一个人。
Once upon a time, I was the one who conquered the world. I was very smart and had all the power.
竟然他死的之前那一刻，感觉到人生一点意义都没有。
Yet the moment before he died, he felt that there was nothing in life.
也许如果他早点知道。
If he knew earlier,
他的一生就不会用来打仗,
then he would not spend his whole life fighting.
但是已经太迟了,
but it was too late.
我们看传道书第二章18节,
let us look at Ecclesiastes 2, verse 18.
传道书2章18节,
Ecclesiastes 2, verse 18.
我们一起读,
let's read this together.
一二三, 我恨恶一切的劳碌，这是我在日光之下的劳碌, 因为我得来的, 必留给我以后的人, 19节。
那人是智慧，至愚昧，谁能知道？他竟要管理我劳碌所得的，就是我在日光之下用智慧所得的，这也是虚空啊。这里说我恨恶我的劳碌啊。Here he says that he hated all his labor.
他以前没有恨恶劳碌。He
did not hate his labor before.
但是当他发觉劳碌得来的也要离开他的时候，But
he realized that all he toiled for will also leave him.
他其实是恨他自己。
He hated himself.
为什么浪费的时间放在那些空的事情上面？
Why did I waste all my time on these empty things?
还有一个关键的，因为我以后我要给的那个人，他是大傻瓜还是天才，我也没办法知道。
There was another key point is that who knows if the person after me will be a wise or a fool?
这个就是印证了亚历山大的他总那种感受。
This is the same feeling that Alexander the Great had.
我们看后面那个地图啊。
Let's look at this map.
这个地图呢，再一张，这个就是说亚历山大一死了之后呢，他四个将军呢，就把他的马其顿帝国瓜分成为四个小的帝国。
So it shows that immediately after his death, his four great generals had split up his kingdom into four smaller kingdoms.
因为他太年轻了，根本没有孩子，死的时候没有孩子，没有孩子可以继承他。Because
he was so young when he died, he had no children to succeed the throne.
就算有孩子也太年轻了，打不过那些将军。Even
if he had children, they would have been too young to fight against these generals.
他用一生、用生命、用32年征服的土地。 死了之后，马上被人就分掉。
He spent his whole life to conquer all of this land, but immediately after his death, it was split up.
你看他一生不是白活了吗？
Wasn't his life in vain?
有没有什么用？
Was there any point?
也许我们不像亚历山大有那么大的成就。
Maybe we're not like Alexander the Great. We don't have that many successes.
也许历史当中也没有一个人可以凭一己之力有那么大的成就。
And maybe in history, there's no one who, by their own power, can have this many accomplishments.
但是我们还是为了生活一直在努力，为了追求物质一直在追求啊。
Yet for life, for to maintain our life and to pursue after physical goods, we work very hard.
我们的心中有另外一个帝国。
In our hearts, we have another kingdom.
这个都是世人告诉我们要追求的。
This is what the world tells us to pursue.
但是真的会满足吗？
But will we be satisfied?
我们看传道书的第五章。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第十节。
Verse 10.
传道书五章十节。
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 10.
还没记得。
Let's read together.
贪爱银子的不因得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不因利益知足，这也是虚空啊！人的欲望是没有穷尽的。
There is no end limit to man's.
你得到了，哎，又想要更多。
When you have something, you want more.
就好像你赚到钱。
Just like when you earn money.
啊，老板给你加薪了。
Your boss adds your wages.
或是你第一次做生意赚到第一笔钱。
Or you do some business for the first time and you earn some money.
你不会觉得说，哎呦，够了，退休了，够用了，停了。
You will not feel satisfied and think that I can retire.
你一定是说我再开一个店。
You will feel that I should open a second store.
我要再投资。
I should invest more.
再去借钱。
I will borrow some more money.
我要钱滚钱。
I will make money with money.
因为比我有钱的人多太多了。
Because there's so many people richer than me.
你不会停的。
You will not stop.
欲望是无限的。
Desires are limitless.
物质是有限的。
The physical world is limited.
还有你赚多一点，开销也多一点。
And the more you earn, the more you spend.
那有什么益处呢？
What profit is that?
十二节说，只是你睡不着觉啊。Verse
12 says that you cannot sleep.
接着说，劳碌的人啊，不屈吃多少能够睡觉。Here
it says that many of those who labor are unable to sleep.
啊，这个我小弟去以前去非洲啊，就很有感受了。In
the past, I went to Africa and I truly felt this.
那边的黑人一天赚1块美金，有一些还赚不到。
There's many people there who toil a full day and they earn only $1 US.
家里没电,
or even less, and they don't have electricity at home.
没有冰箱，因为不需要冰箱，每天买了就吃掉了，不用冰箱。
There are no refrigerators at home because they don't need it. Everything they buy is used.
没有银行户口。
They do not have a bank account.
他们生活就是那块田，那今年用了种了出来就有食物。
Their whole life is revolved around a piece of land. Whatever they plant is what they eat.
哇，这耕田很辛苦啊。It
is very hard to toil in a farm.
但是回到家里，我看他们，有时候我睡他们家里，哇，一秒钟就睡着。But
then I go to their homes, and sometimes they fall asleep in 1 second.
躺在床，躺在地上，因为他把床给我睡。
They give me the bed to sleep, and they are on the ground.
啊，他们的床也是有时候 V 字形的，一躺下去就多下去。
Sometimes their beds have sunken in.
哇，又有跳蚤了。And
there are ticks in there.
又有很多蚊子，又很热。There
are many mosquitoes and it's very hot.
他们睡在地上，哇，一下子就是哦，这样哇打呼。Yet
they sleep on the ground and immediately they are snoring.
哇，我躺在他的床上，我说睡很久还睡不着。I'm
sleeping on their bed. I lay there for a long time and I can't fall asleep.
啊，你看我们加拿大那么好的环境。
And look at us in Canada, we have such a good environment.
多少人晚上是睡不着？
How many people have insomnia?
多少人是靠吃药才睡一两个钟头啊？
How many people need to take meds to fall asleep for only 1 or 2 hours?
我们有很多东西。
We have many things.
但是我们晚上睡不好。
But we are unable to sleep at night.
睡不好就算了。
Not sleeping well is one thing.
但是如果真的长期不能睡，真的长期烦恼的话。
But if for a long time you are unable to sleep,
会发生一个问题。
There will be other problems.
尤其是当你 努力一辈子追求某一件东西，
especially if you spend your whole life pursuing one thing，
当你得到之后，
once you receive it，
发觉就这样啊，
you will feel like that is it。
我们看下一个图，
let's look at the next picture。
这个人大家不知道认不认真，
I don't know if you recognize this person。
这个人就是柯达公司的创始者 Eastman Kodak。
This is Eastman Kodak. He is the one who formed the company Kodak.
100多年前当然没有手机啊，你要照相就要买底片，用这种胶片的相机。
100 years ago, there was no cell phone. So then, if you wanted photos, you needed to buy film cameras.
你要拍照就是要买底片。If
you want to take photos, you need to buy film.
他发明的公，他开创的公司有了这个底片的专利。
He opened the company that had the license to create these films.
也可以印刷这些相纸。
And you are able to print these.
所以基本上，他印刷的这个底片，还有相纸，卖这些相片，还有这个 chemical， 就是等于印钞票一样。
So having all of the licenses to print films and have all the chemicals to develop it, it is like printing money.
这钱啊，滚滚而来啊，根本赚不完啊。
There was unlimited amount of money that he was earning.
也在早期也没有任何的竞争者。
In the early days, there were also no competitors.
就是他一间。
It was only his company.
那时候日本的那些相机啊，那些相片的同业还没有做出竞争的对手。
At that time, there were no competitors from Japan yet.
你看他是不是人生胜利组啊？
Was he not victorious in his life?
结果在他老年的时候，
yet in his old age，
他觉得我得到了一切。
He felt that I've received everything.
但是他开心吗？
But was he happy?
不是很开心。
He was not very happy.
有人就跟他说了， 你不如去旅游，环游世界，可能散散心会开心一点。
So someone suggested to him, why don't you go travel and then you might be happier?
他真的有去旅游。
He really did.
全世界很多地方都去了。
He went to many places in the world.
结果旅游回来，
but after his travels,
有一天他就写下一个字条，
he wrote down a note.
他说了，我已经完成我的工作了。
I've accomplished my work.
为什么我要等呢？等什么呢？
What am I waiting for?
写了这个字条之后，他就自杀了。
After he wrote this, he committed suicide.
很明显就是有忧郁症。
And it was very clear that he had depression.
今天我们叫做忧郁症。
Today we call it depression.
那个时候可能还不是叫忧郁症。
At that time, that's not the name for it.
就是说有了一切都很不快乐。
Because you have everything, and yet you are unhappy.
他觉得很没有意思。
He felt that there was no point.
如果很没有意思，那晚一点也是要死，那为什么要等那么久？不然早点死就算了。
If everything is meaningless and I eventually have to die, then why don't I die now?
一个人如果欠债累累去自杀，我们还可以了解，哇，他走投无路。
If a person was in a lot of debt and they decide to commit suicide, it makes sense because they had nowhere to turn.
这个一个什么都有的人。
Yet this person had everything.
却不想活了。
Yet they did not want to live.
这个就告诉我们有一点不对了，不对劲了。
Tells us that there's something wrong.
就是物质的东西没有办法填满人的心了。
That is, things of this world is unable to fill the hearts of men.
当然，当你很穷的时候，没有东西，加一些物质，生活提升，你是很开心的。
Of course, when you are very poor and you are given some physical things, and it helps with your life.
但是当你已经有了，
but when you already have it,
多加一个零、两个零、三个零、四个零在后面，其实差相差就不远了。
If you add a few more zeros behind your bank account, there's not a big difference.
尤其是当你觉得说，如果我得到之后还是这样，就是这样而已。
Especially when you realize, when I get more, my life is the same.
那再来第二。 世上的智慧啊，其实也是虚空。The
second point is that wisdom in this world is vanity.
再一个，世上的智慧 ，next line。有时候我们觉得说，那我不要那么多钱。Sometimes
we may think that maybe I don't need that much money.
我要就是要思考人生，我要用我的头脑想出人生的意义。I
want to consider life and what the meaning of life is.
我要追求学问。I
want to pursue wisdom.
我要从学问当中了解，得到人生的满足。
I want to pursue wisdom and knowledge and find fulfillment in that.
这种人是比较有思想。
These people are philosophers.
但是呢, 世上的智慧啊, 也没有办法满足人的心。
But the wisdom of the world are unable to satisfy the hearts of men.
我们看传道书一章的16节。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes 1 verse
传道书一章十六节
Ecclesiastes 1 verse 16
没解读
Let's read this together
我心里议论说我得了大智慧胜过我以前在耶路撒冷的众人而且我心中多经历智慧和知识的事十七节我又专心查明智慧狂妄和愚昧乃至这也是普风 这个传道者，他从另外一个方向去追求人生的满足。This
teacher pursued the fulfillment of life in a different perspective.
他想脱出这个困局。He
wanted to get out of this predicament.
也许透过思想，透过人生，透过哲学。Perhaps
through wisdom and philosophy.
也许让我可以跳脱这个困局。Perhaps
I can come out of this predicament.
那这里说啊，经历了智慧和知识的事。Here
he has gone. He gained wisdom,
great wisdom and knowledge.
And knowledge.
那什么叫智慧呢？
And what is wisdom?
智慧就是你要分辨到底什么对什么错。That
is discernment. What is right and what is wrong?
那现在呢，还要加上一个 knowledge， 就是知识。
And now there is also knowledge.
如果智慧跟知识，这个是差不多两千多年前的，两千五百年前的写的。This
was written about 2,500 years ago.
那时候，这个传道者。 没有电脑，没有网际网络，也没有百科全书。At
that time, this teacher did not have the internet or an encyclopedia.
所以那个年代知识是很缺乏的。So
at that time, knowledge was very scarce.
所以你比别人懂多一点点，你就很厉害了。If
you know a little bit more than the person next to you, then you're very great.
知道越多，那就越满足吗？
But are you more satisfied the more you know?
有时候啊, 知道越多反而越不好。
Sometimes the more you know is actually worse.
知道越多越睡不着。
The more you know, the less you can sleep.
今天有一个弟兄啊, 他得了一个病。
For example, there was a brother who fell sick.
他去看医生。
He went to the doctor.
他看医生之前呢, 先问AI啊, 他这个病要怎么医。
Before he went to the doctor, he asked AI.
然后呢, 十几种的可能性。
And it gave him a diagnosis.
他已经看好了, 来跟医生讨论。
And he read all of this and he discussed it with his doctor.
医生你要开什么药给我, 或者怎么治疗?
Doctor, what medicine are you going to give me and how will you heal me?
医生说你是医生还是我是医生?
And the doctor said, are you a doctor or am I the doctor?
当然AI比医生还厉害。
Of course, now the AI knows a lot of things.
真的现在什么知识什么拿不到, 手机按一按, 什么知识出来啊?
Truly, right now we're in a stage where knowledge is at the top at the end of our fingertips.
但是你知道越多, 你的心会越平静吗? 越安稳吗?
But the more that you know, are you able to have more peace?
这个世界的知识都改来改去的。
The knowledge of the world is always changing.
比如说以前说喝咖啡不好。
For example, in the past it says it's bad to drink coffee.
后来又说喝咖啡也挺好。
And then it says that it is good to drink coffee.
最近又一个说来说, 好像也不好。
And recently there's more studies that say coffee is bad.
看你什么身体呢?
Depends on your body.
那你听哪一个?
So which one will you believe?
那这里所说的其实还不单指这一种知识。
And the knowledge mentioned here is not just what we mentioned.
这里所说的其实是一种哲学, 就是要探讨人生的意义的知识。
The knowledge here is philosophical, which is thinking about life.
就是人到底从哪里来?
Where is man from?
大家有没有想过这个问题?
Have you thought about this question?
人到底为什么要活着?
Why are we alive?
人活着跟动物为什么不一样?
How is it different from a man and an animal?
人到底活着的意义在哪里?
What is the meaning of life?
再来, 人死了要去哪里?
And next is where will man go after death?
这就是人生的问题的探讨。
This is knowledge here is the pursuit of the questions of life.
但是你从人的角度去找这些答案，你是找不到的。
But if you think about it from the man's perspective, you will not find the answer.
我们看第十七节，这也说。 智慧跟狂妄跟愚昧, 他把它并列出来啊。
If we see verse 17, it says that wisdom, madness, and folly.
什么意思?
What does this mean?
天才跟白痴, 其实一线之间。
A genius and a fool are just a flip of a coin.
你想太多了就变白痴了, 想太多了你就烧脑了。
If you think too much, you may become a fool.
就是有一些所谓的钻牛角尖啊, 转不出来啊。
There are some people who are very stubborn and they are unable to get out of their thoughts.
尤其是哲学家。
Especially philosophers.
所谓的哲学家就是要透过人的这种学问去找人的答案。
philosophers use man's wisdom to find answers.
但是很多哲学家转不出来。
But many of them are unable to get out of their own thinking.
下两页，这是有一些哲学家，我在网络上面找了一些资料，再过两行，他们就是转不出来了，就去自杀了。
There are some philosophers who could not get out of their way of thinking and they commit suicide.
还不少诶，自杀的有名的大哲学家还不少诶，不是一两个诶。
There are actually many philosophers who end up this way.
哲学到最后就是找不到答案，找不到答案的人就绝望。
At the end of philosophy, they are unable to find answers, so they are in despair.
绝望到最后，自己把自己了断。
And the end of despair is the end of death.
从下。
Is death.
下一页，我过去一百年来鼎鼎大名的哲学家自杀的，随便抓一打出来。
These are just some of the philosophers who committed suicide in the past.
有一个哲学家，德国的哲学家叫尼采。
There's a German philosopher.
尼采。他曾经宣告说，神已经死掉了，神死了，不用信了。
This Nietzsche said that God has died.
神有没有死呢？
Is God dead?
当然神没有死。
Of course not.
他自己就疯掉了。
And he had a mental breakdown.
那还有很多哲学家有名的，那个自杀。
There are also many other philosophers who ended up committing suicide.
因为当你越从人的角度去了解人生，你就越绝望。
Because when you use man's perspective to try to understand life, then you will be in despair.
因为凭人的力量，你根本出不来，了解不了。
With the power of man, you are unable to get out of this way of thinking. You cannot understand.
很灰暗。
It is very gray.
因为这个虚空你解决不了。
Because you are unable to resolve the vanity.
找不到人生的意义。
You do not find the meaning of life.
所以很多就自己了断自己。
So many people commit suicide.
我们看传道书二章十六节。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes 2 verse 12.
传道书二章十六节。
Ecclesiastes 2 verse 12.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
三。
Then I turn.
智慧人和愚昧人一样，永远无人纪念，因为日后都被忘记。可叹，智慧人死亡与愚昧人无异。十七节。我所以恨恶生命。因为在日光之下所行的事，我都以为烦恼，都是虚空，都是普风啊！这是2500年前那个传道者。
This is written by the teacher of 2,500 years ago.
他用人的日光之下的哲学思想，想要去逃脱人生的困局。
He used the philosophy of man to try to understand.
这是日光之下从物质界去想。
This is under the sun using the physical world to think.
想到最后，他觉得说没有什么意思啊。
And after the end of this, he understands that there's no meaning.
你看哦，十七节啊，恨恶生命。
In verse 17, it says, "I hated life."
因为他转不出来。
Because he was unable to get out of that thinking.
很烦恼。
He was very
一切没意思。
He was very confused and there was no point.
有自杀的倾向，有自杀的倾向。
And he had thoughts of suicide.
因为人的智慧学问没有办法解决一个问题。
Because the knowledge of man cannot solve this question.
2500年前不可以。
2500 years ago, this was not possible.
100年前不可以。
100 years ago, it was not possible.
现在有电脑，有网络，甚至有 AI.
Right now, we have computers, internet, and AI.
AI 很可怕哦，可以陪你聊天哦。
AI is able to chat with you.
你没有女朋友，他当你女朋友。
If you don't have a girlfriend, he can be your girlfriend.
你把他弄得多漂亮都可以。
You can make it as beautiful as you would like it to be.
你要他讲什么安慰你都可以。
They can say anything to comfort you.
所以以后的年轻人很多都不会出门了，整天在家里就跟 AI 谈恋爱。
So there will be a generation where they don't of people who will not leave the home because they can chat with their AI.
以后很多人会自杀。
In the future, there will be many people who go on the path of suicide.
现在已经有了，跟 AI 谈恋爱谈几个月就自杀。
Already, we see this in the news. After dating AI for a few months, people commit suicide.
为什么？
Why?
因为他恨恶生命，他觉得是空的，我摸不到啊。
Because they hate life, they feel that life is empty.
这个人那么完美，但是我摸不到他。
This AI is so perfect, but I cannot touch it.
它在现实生活当中不存在的。
They don't exist in life.
所以就是自己杀掉自己了。
So they commit suicide.
所以 AI 的时代来，会很多人忧郁症，睡不着，那很多人会自杀。
So Now that we have the generation of AI, there will be many people who are depressed and who will go on this path of suicide.
它也可以解决你生活一些某一些问题。
It is able to solve many problems in your life.
但是它不能解决你生命的问题。
It cannot solve your the problem of the question of your life.
那你可能问了，为什么科学那么发达，却解决不了生命的问题？
Then you may ask, why is it that science is so advanced, but it cannot solve this question?
圣经里面有答案。
The Bible gives us an answer.
我们看传道书3章11节。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
3章11节。
Verse 11.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
传道3章11节。一二三。神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生，原文是永远，安置在世人心里。然而神从此之中的作为，人不能参透啊。
It tells us here why people will fall into a predicament.
为什么人会感觉虚空?
Why will man feel vanity?
其实在神的计划里面并不是这样的。
In actual fact, in God's plan, it is not this way.
如果人没有犯罪,
if man did not sin,
他就可以跟他的造物主, 就是创造他的神, 常常联系, 常常连线。
He can be fully connected to his creator.
那他常常跟神的连线的时候，他心中都不会虚空。
If man is continuously connected to his creator, he will not have emptiness in his heart.
因为神造的一切都是美好的。
Because everything God created is good.
但是当人跟神有断线。
But when there is a severance between our connection to God.
你一断了这个部分，没有被神填满了。
If this connection is severed and not filled by God.
你的虚空感就来了。
Then the sense of vanity will come in your heart.
人的心呢, 就好像一个很复杂的一个 program, 一个程式一样。
A man's heart is like a very complicated program.
里面已经写满了代码了, 要怎么运作, 全部写好。
There's a code that is written in our heart to how we should operate.
就是说, 就算你拥有一切,
that is to say, even if you have everything,
但是你有一个部分如果没有填满的话,
but there's a part in your heart if it's not filled.
这个部分就叫做永远。
This part is called eternity.
什么是永远?
What is eternity?
我们在世上没有一样东西是永远的。
Nothing in this world is eternal.
我们的所有的东西都是暂时的。
Everything in this world is temporary.
所有东西, 物质也好, 人的身体也好, 它会越来越旧, 越来越衰弱, 一出生, 一存在, 就是往那个方向。
All things, whether or not it is alive or dead, or just a physical thing, once it's created, it will start to deteriorate.
没有东西是永远的。
Nothing is eternal.
那谁是永远?
But who is eternal?
只有神是永远。
Only God is eternal.
所以除非你跟神连接上。
So unless you are connected to the Lord,
不然的话你的心会空一块出来。
Your heart will have this emptiness.
看下一个图啊, 我们的心就是像这样, 有一块。
How our heart is, there's a piece in there.
有人这样形容啊, 我们的心有一个空间, 这个空间的形状就是神的形状。
There's somebody explained that in our hearts there is a space that is in the shape of God.
啊, 当然神是个灵, 他没有形状。
Of course, God is a spirit, so he doesn't have an actual shape.
他的意思就是说, 只有神才把填满。
But what the person means is that only God can fill this emptiness.
亚历山大大帝, 他拥有一切, 但是他快要死了, 他没有找到真神啊, 所以他的也感觉很虚空啊。
Alexander the Great had everything, but when he was about to die, he has not found the true God.
啊, 柯达先生他有家财万贯，但是他却没有找到神啊。
Kodak was very, very rich, but then he also did not find God.
他有成功啊, 他有钱财啊。
He had success, he had wealth.
但是里面这一块, 最大的那块没有填满。
But this greatest emptiness inside his heart was not filled.
他觉得人生没有意义啊。
He felt that there was no point in life.
这些大哲学家读那么多书。
These great philosophers, they've read so many books.
什么知识不懂。
What knowledge did they not understand?
但是没有被永远填满啊,
but they were not filled by this eternal God.
啊, 又在困局里面。
They were in life's predicament.
所以没有神的人生就是缺一块。
So a life without God is missing a piece.
啊, 我看传道书1章3节。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes 1 verse 3.
啊, 大声一起, 大家一起读,
Let's read this together.
一二三。 人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？讲到这里，你再想想看，你现在的生活有什么益处呢？
So we've said all of this, but let us reflect. What profit is your life?
活到这个年纪了, 你到底为什么而活?
You are of this age right now. Why are you alive?
夜阑人静, 躺在床上,
In the deep night, you're on your bed.
尤其是你遇到困难的时候,
especially when you face troubles.
你心中是不是缺一块?
Is there an empty space in your heart?
就算你得到你年轻时候所拥有的梦想,
Even if you have achieved the dream that you had when you were young,
是不是你还觉得缺一点东西?
Do you still feel like something is missing?
如果你有这种感觉,
If you have this feeling,
神在感动你, 你今天来对地方,
God is trying to touch you. You came to the right place today.
你不是唯一一个人有这种感觉的,
You are not the only one with this feeling.
连太空人都有这种感觉,
Even astronauts have this feeling.
啊, 下一页。 最近如果大家留意, 上个月, 美国派四个太空人去了太空, 要绕了月球一趟回来。
If you have paid attention to the news, last month, the United States has sent 4 astronauts to space, and they were going to surround, they were going to go around the moon.
说到太空人呢, 心理学当中啊, 有一个很重要的效应, 叫做总观效应, the overview effect。
So in the study of psychology, there's something called the overview effect.
就是研究啊, 从1960年代开始, 美国送太空人上太空之后,
So this is a study of astronauts from 1960s when people have went to space.
他们从太空看回来地球之后,
When they look from the space to Earth,
回来之后都有很大的改变。
They all have great changes in their life after they returned.
有一些是好的改变,
some are good.
有一些是坏的改变,
and some are bad.
看他有没有信仰。
It depends on whether or not they have faith.
下一页啊, 这个就是60年代, 他们在登陆的月球之后, 这张照片你可能看过了, 从月球拍回地球的相片。
This is a photo taken from 1960s for the person on the moon took a picture of the Earth.
看到宇宙都是黑黑的。
The whole universe was dark.
这个地球那么一点点, 但是那么漂亮。
This earth was so small, but it is so beautiful.
人类还可能很快要再登陆月球一次。
Very soon, man may go on the moon again.
但是这一次的这个登月计划,
But this time the plan,
也是很特别。
is also very special.
登月计划里面有四个太空人。
And within this plan, there are 4 astronauts.
其中有好像有两个是信基督教。
2 of them are Christians.
但是那个 captain 啊, 那个队长啊, 他本身他说他没有什么信仰。
But the captain has no faith.
下一个啊, 他的名字叫 Wiseman 啊, Wiseman, Mr. Wiseman 啊, 他就是队长。
His name was Wiseman.
他形容自己啊, 他不是一个很 religious, 不是很有宗教的人。
He describes himself as a not religious person.
但是经过一个多礼拜的绕月球回来之后,
But after a week long of going around the moon.
他从太空看回来月亮, 看回来地球,
From the space, he looked at Earth.
他觉得太不可思议了,
he felt that it was too awesome.
这个地球太漂亮了,
this Earth was too beautiful.
这个宇宙当中就是一个蓝星球, 里面有几十亿人在里面生存。
In this whole universe, there is this one planet with billions of people.
整个宇宙没有其他星球有生命。
No other planet in this universe has life.
当他回来地球第一件事情,
The first thing he did when he returned to Earth,
他马上要求他要跟海军上面的牧师要讲话。
He wanted to speak to the minister of the military unit.
他就跟牧师讲话, 他看到牧师的时候,
And after he met with the minister,
看到牧师身边衣服上面有十字架,
He saw a cross on his shirt.
他就哭出来了,
and he wept.
他说他相信,
he said, I believe.
神太奇妙,
God is amazing.
他从上面看回来, he
looked from above.
有什么, 人有什么好争的?
What is the point? Why should man quarrel?
财富有什么重要的?
What is the point of wealth?
名利地位有什么重要的?
What is the point of fame?
原来这个世界那么, 这个宇宙那么伟大。
The world is so great.
一定有一位真神。
There has to be a true God.
所以他回到地球之后, 改变了。
So after he returned to Earth, he's changed.
有很多太空人回到地球之后, 有这样的改变。
There are many astronauts after they return to Earth, they have this change.
另外一个就是叫 James Irwin。
There's another person named James Irwin.
他1970年代, 再下一页, 1970年代啊, 他做这个阿波罗15号, 登月球。
In 1970s, he went to the moon.
当他回到地球之后,
After he returned,
他不做太空人了,
he no longer wanted to be an astronaut.
他做什么呢?
What did he become?
他开始要传教, 传福音,
he wanted to preach the gospel.
为什么?
Why?
他说耶稣在地上, 在地球上面行走, 比我在月球上面行走伟大多了。
He said that Jesus was much greater when he walked on the earth than I walking on the moon.
因为耶稣基督是永生的神, 成为人, 在地上。
Because Jesus is the eternal God who became flesh.
因为这个世界太伟大, 太奇妙, 这是有一个造物主的。
This world is too great, there has to be a creator.
经过精密的设计的。
Everything in this world has been designed.
大家知道吗? 月球离开地球有多远?
You know how far the moon is from Earth?
40万公里。
400,000 miles.
40万。
Oh, kilometers, sorry.
如果远一点,
400,000 kilometers. If it's further,
那这个卫星对我们没有什么用。
Then the satellite will be useless.
如果近一点,
if it's closer,
每天我们的海潮涨潮的时候, 比如说我们在温哥华海边, 近一点的话, 全部水淹过来, 我们温哥华根本住不了人。
The tides would be different, and then we would all be on. When the tides flow, then all of the land will be covered.
还有月球近一点, 那个引力会引起火山爆发。
If the moon came closer, this will trigger the volcanoes on Earth to erupt.
我们也死光,
and we will all die as well.
但是这刚刚好40万公里,
but it is just right.
这个是不是很奇妙?
Isn't this miraculous?
所以这个太空人从月球回来之后, 他去传教, 他去传福音。
So after this astronaut returned to Earth, then he started to preach the
gospel. 他找到人生的意义。
He found meaning in his life.
他告诉大家, 人生的意义在哪里?
He told people what the point of life was.
就是认识这位创造天地万物的独一真神。
That is to know this creator of the heavens and earth.
成为人来到世上的耶稣基督。
This God who has become flesh on earth, this Jesus Christ.
所以他说，我走在月亮上面有什么大不了？ 耶稣走在地上才是神迹。
So what am I walking on the moon? The true miracle is Jesus walking on earth.
我们看约翰福音第十章第十节。
Let us turn to John chapter 10,
Next,
verse 10.
约翰十章十节,
John chapter 10, verse 10.
约翰十章十节,
John chapter 10, verse 10.
我们一起读,
Let's read together.
一二三, 到这里来, 无非是要偷窃, 杀害, 毁坏, 我来了, 是要叫人得生命, 并且得的更丰盛。 2000年前, 主耶稣基督来到世上,
2000 years ago, Jesus came on earth.
走在地球上,
He walked on this earth.
他本来是神啊, 他为什么要来?
He was God. Why did he have to come?
因为他看我们在困局里面太虚空了。
Because he saw that we were trapped in this meaningless predicament.
转不出来啊。
We were unable to come out.
在迷失啊。
We are lost.
真的, 如果你没有信仰, 你的人生是迷失的。
Truly, if you do not have faith, you would be lost in life.
你会被, 好像被人家偷东西, 好像被人家杀一样。
It will seem like somebody has stolen from you, like somebody has taken your life.
好像被人家破坏了。
As if you were destroyed by somebody.
因为你用别的东西来代替神, 你的生命就是被人家所谓的 mess up, 就是被人家弄坏了。
Because if you use something else in replacement of God in your heart, then your life is messed up.
不是每一个太空人回到地球都是传福音的。
Not every astronaut returned to Earth and began to preach the gospel.
有一些选择不要选择信仰。
Some did not choose the faith.
因为他本身没信仰，他也不去想。
Because they originally were not religious.
当他呢上了太空回到地球的时候，
After they returned to Earth,
有一些就得了忧郁症。
Some had depression.
有一些就是喝酒吸毒。
Some became alcoholics or were addicted to drugs.
他们的一生就很有一些就毁掉了。
And their lives were messed up.
但是如果你真的找到神,
But if you have truly found God,
他会给你得生命。
He will give you life.
这个不是肉体的生命。
This is not a physical life.
我们刚刚讲过了, 就算在物理的定律里面, 所有有能量的东西, 还有这些物质都是往衰败, 往这个, 老啊,旧啊,死亡的方向去往前进的。
We have mentioned earlier that everything on earth is going towards destruction.
我们这个生命就是七八十年。
This life that we have is about 70 to 80 years.
但是主耶稣给你另外一个生命。
But God wants to give you another life.
属灵的生命。
Spiritual life.
这种生命会让你满足丰盛。
This life will give you abundance.
让你不再觉得虚空。
So that you no longer feel vanity.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
你愿意有这种 丰盛的生命吗？
Are you willing to have this abundant life?
啊，现在正道就到这里。
Now my sermon ends here.
我们要请我们温哥华的青年英文何塞纳斯班来替我们献诗。
We'll invite the Hosanna Choir to present a hymn.
我们现在请诗班准备。
Let's welcome them.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天你的心满足吗？
Today is your heart satisfied.
曾经有一位姐妹。
Once her sister,
her 家庭背景不是很好。
She came from a difficult family background.
从小家里都蛮穷的。家里蛮穷的。然后长大的时候，她努力读书。
As she grew up, she worked very hard in her studies.
进入了
台大。She went to National University.
最顶尖的学校。
It is the top university in Taiwan.
毕业之后进了保险业。
After she graduated, she became an insurance salesperson.
因为很会做。
Because she was very successful. She was very eloquent.
能力也很高。
And she did her job.
年纪轻轻就爬到好高的位置。
So at a very young age, she climbed the corporate ladder.
赚了很多钱。
She earned a lot of money.
你猜她还买什么？
Guess what she bought?
几十年前她就已经名牌包包一直买。
About decades ago, she already bought all the brand name purses.
一开始 LV,
there's Louis Vuitton.
后来 LV 已经不够玩了，Gucci 那些都不够玩了。
And all those brand names were no longer good.
到最后就买一些最高高档，什么小码、大码的，不懂啊。
And then she moved on to men's.
哇，但是她不满足啊。买了一个之后，哇，过久又出新款，她又想买。别人都不会看不起我。我这是一个会成功人。买啊！买到了，心中会满足吗？买完之后更虚空。也许拿出来羡慕一下。
Maybe sometimes when she takes it out, then others can admire it.
但是里面没有真正的满足。
But there was no true satisfaction within it.
那时候她还不会追求信仰。
At that time, she did not pursue faith.
直到后来结婚了。
Until later when she was married.
家庭遇到大的考验。
She met all huge difficulties in life.
丈夫投资失败，很多钱都亏掉。
Her husband invested in the wrong thing and they lost lots of money.
一下从最高峰跌到谷底。
They fell from a very high point in
their
life.
她知道人生，我凭我自己能够做什么。
She found out that there was nothing she could do with her own power.
我过去追求的东西也没有办法满足我。
Everything I pursued in the past cannot satisfy me.
我拥有的东西也可以坏坏的溜走。
Everything I have can leave me very quickly.
后来她得了癌症。
And later on she had cancer.
身体受了很大的折磨。
And she was in a lot of turmoil in her health.
她彻底地看透人生。
And she thoroughly saw life
for
what it was.
人如果没有把神放在生命的最重要的地方，
if man does not put God first,
一切都是虚空。
Everything is vanity.
所以他的生病当中，他对他的人生有很大的改变。
So in her sickness, her life was turned around.
决定我的人生不要再像以前这样子。
She decided that my life will not be like it was before.
如果主给我生命，
if God gives me life,
我要把神放第一位。
I will put God first.
只有能够满足我。
Only God can satisfy.
感谢主给他机会。
Thank God gave her opportunity.
她不再买了。
She stopped buying.
以前是爱马仕，现在是爱耶稣。
She no longer has a second look at the person.
You don't need to use it.
There is only one God.
祷告，祷告的方式，谢谢。祷告，第一，我们是要跪下，通常跪下虔诚的，跟神祷告。因为神在天上，我们在地下，我们没有办法不虔诚，谦卑的。闭着眼睛，因为神是这个灵看不见，所以不用用你的肉眼。
祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告
We will ask the ministers to lay hands on us.
Let us all pray together.